we go. Oh, baby, welcome to Duck It Motherfucking Dialogue.
Oh, man, that was pretty good.
Going hard here.
It's fucking deep in there. All righty, baby. I'm here with Aaron Ewer once again. We're here to get some cum out of my throat. I've been coughing it up.
Makes your teeth feel white.
Yeah, you know, it's better than whitening strips. So,
get in there and clean it.
I needed to give out our sponsor real quick. Today's sponsor is White Claw. If you like the taste of TV static, while someone screams the name of a fruit from down the street, then White Claw is for you. White Claw. It's all right.
It's all right.
So what's up, dude? How's your
bought the side by side, man? It was good, dude.
Wait, did you get the Polaris one that catches on fire?
No, I got a U-Force CF Moto.
Okay.
Straight from China.
Nice, dude.
And
did you have to put it together when it got there?
No, I bought it from a dealer. They assembled it.
Okay.
But got it like a kid, dude. Got this sweet new toy. Fucking beautiful. And the whole time, my buddy went with me. He's like, dude, I want to see how you ride this thing. I'm like, you're going to see, man. I'm going to take you for a ride. We're going to get back. He's like, you're going to ride like a bitch. I know you are. He's like, you're going to spend all this money on this side-by-side. You're going to drive it like a bitch.
I'm like, and it caught on fire.
Like, bro, I'm not a bitch. So I get there. Now, you know, it's a 1,000 cc engine. Says it'll go up to like 65.
Oh, shit. All right.
So
how many
seats? Of course, I got a three-seater belted for three seats.
Okay.
Bench seat. It's fucking, well, it's slick, but I bought it. I'm out in this deer field where we hunt a lot of deer,
mm-hmm.
and it had rained all day, and there's ruts from us tearing shit up, and I give her the beans, dude, and I start ripping the wheel. I ripped the wheel to do a donut, man, and the whole fucking thing turns sideways and
nice.
Flips over.
Sweet day one.
I ripped the whole fucking mirror off. Day one, ripped the mirror off, cracked the plastics.
What's it called?
CF Moto U-Force 1000.
And how much is that?
I was out the door at like 14, 200.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Better than the Polaris
ones
if they don't catch on fire.
Dude, I know shit. Polaris. And like the Wolverines and shit are like $31,000 right now.
I know, dude. They're fucking nuts.
They're fucking nuts. This U-Force is, like I said, straight up Chinese. They're trying to get into the market. So they're making out motorcycles now, side by sides. And they've been in business since about 2018. Their shit's solid, man. Yeah.
To check that out. That's not bad. 14.
China.
No,
not bad at all. China.
Dude,
what about you, bro? What's new in the duck world?
Just did some Thanksgiving, and we didn't go with the turkey this year, bro. We went ham. We went straight ham, hammed out.
Respect it.
So we did. Well, it was just my wife, my 5-year-old, and my baby. So we didn't have much of anything to, you know, we didn't want to have too much. So we picked one meat. We went with the ham, and then did the, what the heck's that shit called? Green bean casserole.
Cum.
The cum.
Yeah.
With drenched.
The cum
in
with
it.
The cum in it. White stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Drenched in it. And then some other stuff. Oh, the classic sweet potato, whatever with the marshmallows on it. The shit's that. What's that called?
Who the fuck eats that? It's sweet potato casserole. Yeah.
Love it,
or
bro.
Yams.
Love it.
No way.
Yes.
You eat the marshmallows on it.
Yes, dude. Yes. What do you mean?
No way.
No, they put them there for decoration.
No,
yes.
No, it's gross, bro. It's gross. I've never had a I've never had a sweet potato that was not gross.
Really? I love
like
them.
They're like either be a potato or be nothing. And
it's
these motherfuckers
one. There's angry
it's
potatoes,
not, it's gross.
And then there's sweet ones.
It's gross. Okay. So like sweet potato fries are just an attempt at being a French fry.
Yeah, but they're good too. See, I'd rather have a sweet potato fry, dude.
No way, man.
Do you eat pineapple on pizza?
I do eat pineapple on pizza.
See, all right, I do that too. I'm not
But I do not
anti-pineapple.
eat tomato, like slices of tomatoes on pizza, because
Like,
that's redundant and
uncooked?
stupid. Yeah, like they throw it in the cheese and it might cook a
Yeah.
little bit, but like, do not
No,
eat tomatoes on pizza.
no.
No, you shouldn't.
Negative. Need a burp. Oh, dude.
I made rum balls this year for
Ooh.
Thanksgiving.
How's that work?
Dude, that's so you get brownies. Like my wife made brownies and I let them kind of dry out a little bit. And then I hit them in the food processor and I rehydrated them with half a bottle of rum.
Okay.
Then I coated the balls in chocolate. And that
Ooh.
shit was money until you eat
Okay,
too
dude.
many of them while drinking rum.
You wake up tonight. You're like, I just woke up actually from eating
Oh, dude,
those.
no. I went out Black Friday shopping with my in-law, my mother-in-law, and my wife. And let me tell you, they're very sweet people, but the rest of the world are just fucking retards.
Why, what happened? Everyone going nuts?
Dude,
I can't go out. I don't go
yeah,
shopping on
well,
Black Friday, dude. I refuse.
I generally don't, but I got off work early. I went to work today, dropped a nail in some lady's hip with the doc, and then went out Black Friday shopping. Dude, you know, like, you have where you park in a parking lot. You have two rows of cars. And then you have a drive that you are permitted to drive down. If you are the cunt that walks down the middle of that drive, something bad needs to happen to you.
Someone's
Because you're
walking down the
walking.
middle, not getting out
Dude,
of the way.
every motherfucking store we went to, every single one,
Oh,
there was one cunt walking down it. I was like, what is wrong with you? There's a line of traffic behind you, and you're like on your cell phone, head down,
does
just
that? Not giving a fuck.
ass. Inconsiderate
Not
fucks, dude.
giving
That's who
a
does.
fuck, dude. That's who it is. People
And
not
then,
giving a fuck.
like, my mother-in-law, like, wouldn't honk the horn. So I'm, like, in the back
You're
seat trying to, like, push the horn.
like,
Because then you honk at them, they're
yeah.
like, oh, F you, and they move.
Yep.
But,
That's funny, dude.
yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta honk, bro. You gotta get it.
You
You
gotta
gotta,
honk, dude.
you can't be doing that. You can't just be an asshole. You gotta show
No.
them what's up.
Yeah, you gotta give the little honk, though. You don't give the full, like, ah! You give the
A
beep, beep,
little,
you
like a
know?
little warning honk, and then if
Yeah.
they keep fucking off, fucking around and find out, then you lay it on them. And then
Yeah, then you give them the full fucking.
the business, dude.
You give them the beans, dude. You give them the beans.
Oh,
Dude,
dude, so wait, Christmas this year, how's that looking? Gift wise.
for
It's pretty
me,
easy right now. I got a
gift
5-year-old.
wise,
It's super easy. Boom.
dude, what'd you get him?
A bunch of Avengers stuff, and we're looking at like a little 24 volt like power wheel thing, but it has rubber wheels, so it can
Yeah.
do more than the ones with the plastic wheels. Can't go on like grass or gravel or anything because they just kind
Right,
of
that shit
spin.
just spins. Yeah.
But I also am contemplating something. This is like $450 for that stupid little thing. And I'd
Yeah.
rather get him like a little gas, something like a little go-kart or something instead. So I'm kind of in between
Dude,
that.
Tractor Supply had I think Coleman makes them. They're little go-karts. So, and I want to say they're probably around that price.
Really? Okay. We have Tractor Supply. To check those
I would
motherfuckers
assume
out.
everybody has Tractor
We
Supply.
got it, dude. We're in the woods. You gotta have Tractor
I
Supply,
got
man.
a got my kid the Red Ryder BB gun, bro.
Dude, did you see the new they have a new Christmas story. Same guy, but
Yeah.
grown up. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, like 30 something years later,
Yeah, I
still
couldn't
goofy
finish it.
looking bastard.
His
You tried it?
I wa I we tried watching it, but it just we couldn't watch it. It was all right. It
No.
was just weird. I don't know. You're like you want it to be that same voice because he still narrates it like he did in the first one.
You're right.
But he's an adult, so his voice has changed. And it's like, but it's too much. I don't know. It's like too much narration.
They see, I knew that. Like, well, because they that house is in Cleveland. It's up for sale right now. So the moment that that movie dropped, the house, the movie was shot in.
Really?
From the first? Yeah, it's in Cleveland down there, and it's up for sale.
How much?
Because I want to
$5.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. No, dude. You know they're asking retarded bucks? Amounts of money.
Yeah, how much is a lot in Ohio? $10.
Yeah, like 25 cents, dude. Come on, it's Ohio. I have shit going on here.
What are you drinking?
Alaskan limited release winter ale.
Limited
brewed release. With spruce tips. Yeah, this beer
with spruce tips. I don't know
if you can see that. It's got that spready, bald eagle on it. Okay. Yeah, this beer is hard to come by. Limited release. Hard to come on to, yeah. You have enough of them, you ain't coming at all.
Limited release. Okay, where? How do you get that?
This one, I was just at actually Myers, and I saw that they had it. And this is like, I first had this beer about 2 years ago.
Some Ohio shit.
It's like a upscale Walmart. No, it might be, but it's like an upscale Walmart.
Okay.
I don't know. They have good deals and shit. They're all right. You know, they're all right. But
you gotta wear.
They had it, and it's been 2 years. So
this Myers, Walmart, you can get away with one shoe.
And yeah, well,
pants as a shirt. Pulling your pants off.
Okay. So I was talking to my buddy, and my buddy's wife considers herself a Walmart employee because she has to run her own self checkout to buy groceries.
She claimed that on her fucking tax.
No, but the bitch steals a lot of shit from Walmart.
That's not. I'm an employee. It's okay. I work here.
No, dude. She's like, I made the mistake of going to Walmart with these guys. And like, my buddy was there. He's like, you don't want to watch my wife check out. I'm like, why? He's like, and she looked me right in the eyes and she goes, I got 2 gallons of milk. Scanned one and goes, the other one's my fee for scanning the milk. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's fucking funny. The ball.
Dude, she looked right at that fucking little mirror. You know how they have the live recording of you?
Yeah,
she looked at it, scanned one, and put them both in the cart. I'm like, okay.
Ohio. I'm not giving a fuck.
We are a weird people here in Ohio. We're weird people.
We are a weird people.
We are, man. I don't know. Hold last on, time we talked. You.
I wanted to hear more about that beer. The Alaskan beer.
Oh.
It was at Myers.
It was at Myers. Hard to find. It's been about 2 years. I first had this beer about 2 years ago. But I don't know if it was because of COVID and whatever else, but it's limited release. And it's really good beer.
Okay.
What it's all right. It's what kind of beers you into these?
I like those Coors, dude. Those Coors Banquets, another sponsor of the show.
Yeah, those are all right.
They're all right. And then, what else have I been drinking? I do like the Lone Stars here in Texas. It's like a Texas beer. It's like a Bud Light kind of.
Not a bad
beer. It's like the Texas Bud Light, but it's better because it's Texas. Dude, you know what I had though? It was Dos Equis? No, it was Yingling. It's like a chocolate Yingling.
Those are good.
That's
gross. You had me at Yingling, but you lost me at chocolate.
No, it was like I think it was like a chocolatey.
Was it black and tan?
No, it was like a different one. Because I thought it was regular Yingling, and I started drinking one. It was like a malt almost, I guess. But it was good. I didn't expect it, and it was good. And then they had a Dos Equis pineapple or some shit. That was actually
some.
It was good. I think
I went through a phase for a while when I was ovulating last month.
Yeah,
I would drink like cactus pear, but you know, in order to drink those beers in public, you have to be ovulating as a male. So,
drink White Claw. during your ovulation period. White Claw. I'm ovulating. It's all right.
It's all right.
I forgot, I was at one of my buddy's bachelor parties, and they all were drinking White Claws, but every time they wanted a new one, they'd say, "Hey, can you grab me a beer?" And then I'd open the fridge, and it's just White Claws. I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you calling them beers? They were calling them beers because I think they knew that you have to wear pantyhose when you drink them, I think.
Yeah. I went to my wife's a nurse practitioner now.
Lime.
So she joined a private practice, and they employ other nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. So when my wife got hired on, they had a potluck at one of the ladies' houses. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be like BYOB, but bring extra beer for like people to try or whatever.
And it was an I'm orgy. Like, you got cool. there and it was actually an orgy.
Yeah, but it was a dick's tucked orgy. So like
dude, I've been to one of those. They're, it's hard, dude, because you gotta tuck it, and then but you get hard, so you like you start to levitate. It's how you can start levitation. It's the beginning of enlightenment. So if you get a boner and the boner's gotta raise up, but if you clamp your legs enough, it raises your legs off the ground. And then it's like a
redneck jack for your body. It just jacks you up a little. It's like
a redneck jack. Oh. All right.
But so I
boner,
you know,
levitation. It's all right.
It's all right, man. Jack you up. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, cool. I'm like, we're going to go to this party. Everybody's going to be bringing beers. I'm going to bring a bunch of different beers. So, I run out to my fridge like a fucking kid. And I'm like, oh, look at this. I got Oktoberfest. And I got this. And I got this. And I see the White Claws. And I'm like, they're all right. I'll grab a couple of those. And then I got all these beers. I got IPAs. I got, everything. And then I brought some meatballs because I wanted food or whatever. That's not important.
Meatballs.
So we get there.
That's fucking important. You brought meatballs? Nah. Homemade?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, dude. Okay. You don't make
it. All right, hold on. Wait. Like you, all right, hold on. You make your own shit, right? You have your own like meat grinder and shit, don't you?
Yeah, dude. I have a. Yeah, hold on a second. Stay there. Right.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting. I'm here.
I only
baby.
Gotta walk with.
I like that punching bag behind you. We're here again with Aaron Ewer. This episode is brought to you by Honey Island General Store. If you ever have a ride through Kuntz, Texas, Kountze, Texas, that is Kuntz, Texas. There's a little place called Honey Island, and they got a little general store up in there that has the most amazing fucking cheeseburgers. For real. Fucking amazing, bro. You get gas and get a cheeseburger and do whatever the fuck you want. Look at that, dude. You ever grind your balls in that thing?
This is a sausage pump, dude. I pump sausage, dude. I got my meat grinder's
shit,
too heavy to
fucking,
lift over here.
Yeah, you pump sausage, dude.
I there's a tube that goes on there, and it's just I go right to fucking town, buddy. Yeah. Pump my own sausage.
Oh, dude. I still got cum in my throat. I can't get out.
But so
cheaper.
If you're making meatballs for a party, you make up your meatballs, you sear them up, get them all crusty, throw them in your crock pot.
Okay.
Use a jar of grape jelly and a jar of chili hot sauce.
Okay.
And you dump that shit in there. And that shit is money, dude.
Bueno?
Yeah. Weirdest combination ever. But
what
trust
do you,
me.
All right, so hold on. What do you use for your sheaths? Where do you get your fucking...
I use pig intestines.
Where do you get that?
I go down by me here. There's a farm, and they have a butchery there called... It's Duma's Meats. It ain't going to mean anything to anybody because it's one store in the middle of Ohio. But I can buy Hank's of casing in there. You know, your local butcher, you can buy
See,
Hank's
that,
casing.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, bro. That's what people need to start doing is... And that, like... Buy a fucking whole cow from a fucking local farmer and then have a butcher butcher it and share it and put it in a freezer. You know, have three friends go in on some, instead of going to the supermarket. Like, so that's cool that they have that up in Ohio. So you're going straight to the source, bro.
Yeah. One of my coworkers, her dad is a local Ohio farmer.
Okay.
And I buy cows from him. So every year I get.
Okay. So you buy the cow.
I get half a cow.
Who do you split usually it with? My in-law sells him half a cow by half.
No, he'll sell you a whole cow. But what I do is we
is it hard to get
a
like a half a cow born, or is it the front half, back half, or is it like cut down the middle?
It's cut down the middle, but I only like the back half. You get me? it's cut down the middle. So
I like the tongue on that cow, is, dude. I like the front,
dude. I was getting there. Eat the tongue? You ever eat the cow tongue?
Rub the tongue on myself. I actually have a bath of cow tongues. I go on eBay and you can buy some cow tongues, and then you just fill a tub with cow tongues. You got to microwave them.
You ever hook electrodes up to the cow tongue and have it like lick your asshole?
Me either.
I don't do that, but I just thought it would be.
Oh, dude, I got something in my throat. All right. Continue your story.
So I keep interrupting. No, you're good. I have almost a passion for consuming as much of the product as possible, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to buy half a cow from a butcher, and obviously the cow's going to die, I know the butcher or I know the farmer, you know, I know the grass versus grain fed and all this stuff. I will eat any part of that animal except the liver. I can't eat liver, dude. It's gross. I've ate the tongues out of the damn things. I eat the tails out of them. Cow tongue, minced up in quesadillas.
Badass.
It's fucking, yeah, dude, it's money.
That's pretty cool. That
or
you
can
do
take
that,
a bath
though,
in it.
You can do bathing in it. Because then the milk enzymes, you know, the lactose makes you more tolerant. Because right now, I'm intolerant, you know, because the last episode I was condoning Nazism. So if you take a bath in cow tongues,
wipes the slate clean, huh, bud?
In there, and it makes you more tolerant. Because if you're lactose, and if you're lacking toast and you're intolerant to it, you need to get more toast or bread.
You need to get more tongues and then take a bath in the tongues.
You know? Yeah. And then rub them up your butt. I think it's science, I guess.
Your story tracks. It's not all over the place at all.
All right, so go on. You're going somewhere with this. Well, before I interrupted you. You like to save you use all of the animal except the liver. You can't eat the liver.
I won't eat the liver, but I don't get rid of it either. There's people in my life who enjoy it. So I feed, to them to cook up and eat. But I find that
how much is it for half a cow? How much are you paying for half a cow?
I paid $1,400 plus. It was $1,473 or something this year.
And then how long does that last you? The whole year?
Yeah, it'll last me about a year. And that's with, you get so many pounds of ground meat.
Yeah,
I usually save on the charges because I have a grinder. Meet Your Maker.
You grind it yourself?
Is the name of the company. Yeah, I have a 1.5 horsepower grinder from Meet Your Maker. I can grind 100 pounds of meat in probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Meet Your Maker.
So, do you save money on that by not get? Usually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any way you do it, you save money. But when I'm out of ground meat from the cow, if we run out early, I'll go to the store and it's, a chuck roast.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what chuck roast is, but if you get the whole chuck, the whole piece of meat that they cut down, that's what they use ground chuck and they make, chuck roast out of. I'll grab that. I'll take it to my house and I'll throw it through my grinder. And if I'm making burgers or something,
give that to you or do you have to buy it? Is that like the excess?
You gotta buy it.
Okay, I didn't know.
You gotta buy it, but if a chuck roast is $3.69 a pound, that whole piece of meat's $1.99 a pound because you're talking about, a 45-pound piece of meat.
Gotcha.
So you get it home, you throw it through your grinder, if I'm making burgers or something, I'll dice some bacon up, throw it in there so it grinds into the meat, get a little extra fat in there, and I'll dye the grinder. Your plate on your grinder has different diameters. So when you're making burgers, you want a bigger die for the grind. So you have actually like texture in your burger.
Dude, this so is I'll do that. Stuff like that. That's fucking sick.
I do a lot. Yeah. I do a lot of deer. Dude, I'll make a how-to video for you, buddy.
Dude, I want one, bro. So wait, do you shoot your own deer? Do you hunt your own deer?
Yeah.
What do you hunt?
I do.
Probably. Bow hunt or do you
where?
With a rifle?
Well, I bow hunt. I do crossbow because nice. I'm kind of trained in trigger and optic. So I'm really good with the crossbow. I am dog shit with a compound bow.
Okay.
So I hunt crossbow. But the state of Ohio is weird. So I do, during gun season, use a 450 Bushmaster in a bolt action configuration. But that round is so, it's basically overkill, but because it's not a neck down cartridge, I'm allowed to hunt deer with it. But something like a, you know, like an AR, a 223 or 556, I can't hunt in the state of Ohio with that, even though it's a smaller projectile.
Yeah.
The state of Ohio is weird.
Huh.
It is. But yeah. So I'll gun hunt, I'll bow hunt, stuff like that. I like to, I don't know. I think you feel better when you eat like meat
shit
and
that you fucking shot in process. Correct. Yeah, because you're not getting it all full of bullshit.
No.
You're going to get some fucking deer that got hit on the side of the fucking road.
Like, you take, I showed you my sausage problem. Take sausage, for example.
Yeah.
I make my own sausage, and I'll make my own smoked sausage. In the sausage I make, there's no preservatives, right? There's no monosodium glutamate. There's no nitrates. It's, you know, fresh seasonings, you know, garlic, salt, pepper, some paprika. And you make, because I can get pork shoulders for about $1.25 a pound, and I could turn them into sausage in, you know, maybe an hour or two. And I think for this Christmas season, I made probably about 75 pounds of Polish and Hungarian sausage for the holidays.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's fucking awesome, bro. So do you have like a smoker? Do you like to smoke or do you grill?
I do. I have a smoker. Smoker is great. I bought one of these stupid like propane chest smokers that you sit on your back porch, you turn a propane tank on, lights a fire, you know, low, you throw your wood chips in there. Smoke a lot in that, brisket, stuff like that.
Why'd you say stupid? You don't like it?
No, it's great, but like, okay. It's such a rudimentary concept. It's literally like a locker.
Yeah.
With a propane pilot light under it. Like, it's a super, like,
you just wish you
bare knuckles
made
like,
it and not save.
Yeah, like,
not spend the money on it.
So, it's such a stupidly awesome concept that, like, somebody's making millions on, and that person deserves them. But at the end of the day, it's a fucking locker with a pilot light. Like, that's all it is.
So what do you have different chips that you use for like
depends.
Different flavors?
I've smoked with cherry, pecan, apple.
You don't notice a difference?
The only, not with the like fruit woods like that. The only time I notice a difference is if you're using like a hickory or a mesquite. Which, like, rule of thumb, they say like hickory or mesquite, you're going to have that more pronounced flavor. So you want that in your brisket or you want that in your sausage. If you're going to smoke pork or chicken or, you know, a ham, you want to do the like the fruit woods and apples or,
okay,
you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. See, I don't do a lot of, I want to get into smoking. I grill more than anything when I do any sort of cooking.
Right.
But I want to get into, see, I'm, where we're at, I can definitely go buy a cow and, you know, put it in a deep freezer. And that's how I want to start doing, getting my meat is through the local farmer, having, you know, buying a cow from them, like what you're doing, you know. So yeah. I'm in the right spot for that. But that's the only way we're going to get most of the shit that we eat anyway is fucking poison. It's fucking straight poison,
well,
dude.
They pump artificial atmosphere.
Bullshit.
And this is known. You can Google this. You can Google this. This is true. Like, I'm not spreading false.
You're spreading misinformation, dog.
fake news, daddy. But they pump artificial environments into your
hard time message. I messaged him earlier.
What's he doing, man? Call his ass.
He's taking a shit in a bar. There's hard time. Hard time.
I don't have much hair left, so I'm not one to say much, but that dude's hair looks like dog shit. Like,
you heard it here first, folks. Like, hard time. Your I'm hair sure is dog shit.
I'm sure it's real and not a toupee, but I've seen better looking toupees. Whatever the fuck he's got going on, like the calvarium up there, he's got some shit going down.
Yeah, fuck you, hard time. Hard time. ASAP. All right. So preservatives and bullshit. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So do you got? Are you in the area where there's like the wild hog issue?
I haven't seen any hogs or even heard. I'm in the Big Thicket National Preserve. So it's my house kind of borders like the Big Thicket. It's just a natural preserve, so it's all woods and shit, but it's I like it because I'm in East Texas. It's all thick woods, you know what I mean? It's like what I'm used to up in upstate New York, you know, a very thick vegetation. It's, you know, like I don't know, West Texas is all desert. I didn't want to do that.
No,
so I forgot what I was saying there. I've had too many white claws.
Well, so I know that in Texas, there's a wild hog issue, right?
Yeah.
And like,
you can shoot them out
somebody
of
like me,
which is pretty fun.
I've heard of that with a minigun.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, how bad, I mean, it's like $1,200 a seat to hop in that helicopter.
That's it.
But how many? Yeah.
To mow them down.
Here's my thing, though.
Go with Ted Nugent too. That's the.
Here's my thing with it. I'm fine with copious amounts of killing. Fine with it. Whatever. I don't care. But if you're gonna take the time to do that, and you're gonna spend $1,200 to hop in a seat and shoot a pig,
you better
or whatever.
Go pick
it is,
your brass up afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that yeah. So you know, there's somebody in that field with fucking picking up brass. It's an abundant resource, and everybody eats pig, right?
Yeah, you should.
Everybody.
I don't know. They're not eating it, I'm sure. But that's the thing, is they're just, it's so invasive there. They're just fucking running wild, bro. They need to kill those fuckers.
Right. Yeah, you just kill them, like, mindlessly. Cool. But somebody like me.
You're like, I want to eat
I could take
fuckers.
That. Yeah, I could. Right, correct. If I had access to, you know,
so
abundance of.
Go on.
What's that?
You can call one of those companies,
I said,
bro. Be like, yo, tell me when you're off fucking murking these pigs, and I'll come pick these fuckers up.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly to Texas to get ground pig brains out of the dirt. Because when you shoot that fucking minigun at a pig, there's
it's
nothing
ground
left,
beef, dude. It's ground pork.
Free ground for you.
Free
can't get free ground, bro. But like, if I live down like in that area, I'd never be hungry. I could just go shoot a pig, turn it into sausage, and turn it into whatever, you know, meatballs, pork, whatever, and you're good to go.
You could turn it into a cow. You could turn it into a giraffe if you wanted to. Whatever you want that pig to be, it can be. It's up to you. It doesn't even have to be a pig.
I agree.
It could be a moose.
I agree. It can identify as a moose.
You don't know. You got to ask it, and you can't ask it once it's dead. So once it's dead, you have to assume it's the identity.
It identifies as a dead pig.
How do you know?
I was just speculating. I'm sorry. Very close-minded.
Dude, I like the whole meat thing,
though.
I really like the whole meat
thing
you got going on.
Because
you were milling your own fucking wood at one point, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Me and my buddy still mill. Actually,
that's
it was about,
sweet.
Well, last weekend, about 18 degrees outside. And me and him were milling up wood for his dad to build a. They have a wood
burner
in their
usually?
House.
Pine.
A lot of pin oak, actually.
Okay.
It's a pain in the ass to mill, and it'll eat your saw blades, but it's so hard, and such a like durable wood, and fairly easy to find a lot of pin oaks, that it makes great posts, great 4x4s, you know, header boards, stuff like that. So we're extending the overhang for where he stores his firewood, and then, which another great use of like a resource that is terrible is used motor oil. If you take, like, we milled the wood, we've cemented it in the ground, and now we have an old paint sprayer. We're going to spray the used motor oil onto the wood to seal the wood.
Stop termites and shit.
Yeah. Seal the wood, kind of treat it, and then use it for storage for the wood burner.
Mm. Okay. I like that, dude. What are you, living like the, you're living a fucking little Amish lifestyle out there. You're like,
dude, love being able to do things for yourself, right?
Yeah, dude, I agree.
Being able to be self-reliant in a way that, like, kind of, it makes things better. You have more pride in what you're doing.
Exactly. Like, especially when you're eating all that, like, you made that, you know where it came from. You know the farmer that raised that cow. You know what that fucking cow's eating. It's not like sitting in a fucking pen with, you know, nuts to butts with all the other girl cows. You don't know.
Right.
You know, right. So.
I think that we have become so detached and, like, have moved to such a, I love capitalism. I'm never going to say anything bad about capitalism. But we have sunk ourselves in this capitalistic society where, like, they have us by the balls, dude.
Exactly. Well, and that's why we need to move out of that and do what you're doing.
They make products that are only meant to last, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wash machines, you know, anything, appliance, anything. They used to make it, and they used to put lifetime guarantees on shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can still get a Razorback shovel, baby. Razorback. Lifetime guarantee.
They're all right.
They're all right. But no, I agree. I totally agree. We can't. We wanted convenience. That was the whole thing. Is you know, people wanted convenience, and as time went on, the more convenience we've got, it you know, we've lost. There's a lot of long-term effects from the food and the processing that it's going through to stay shelf stable for so long, right? So there's all this shit in our food that almost qualifies it as not food. There's a lot of food and a lot of stuff, preservatives that they use in our food that's banned in a lot of other countries because of fucking lobbyists. And people lying in their fucking pockets.
You can bribe the FDA to approve anything.
Yeah, so we have, like, our food is poison. So what you're doing, but and to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, I guess, piggyback, whatever, but the, you know, capitalism, it's like we kind of put ourselves in this spot, but capitalism, if we change our buying habits, that will change where the money goes and how the power and influence and how our habits will change from that shift. But it just takes more people like you, you know, milling your own wood, fucking grinding your own dick, you know, all that shit.
Okay. So. Salt and pepper, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta twist the tip. But a prime example of what we're discussing here is when COVID hit and everybody was running out and getting food.
You were ready.
Well, I went to my butcher, and I was like, hey, man, you got chicken breasts? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. You got chicken thighs? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. I was like, you know, what do you got? He's like, I have whole chickens out the ass. I said, I'll take 2 cases.
Mm.
He's like, okay. He's like, how do you want them? I said, I just want them vacuum sealed.
Fucked, dude. Ready to be fucked.
Yeah. Spread ass eagle. Ready for my penis receptacle.
Spread eagle. I want those chickens spread eagle. Okay. So you got 2 cases.
Rip them things apart.
Ready to fuck chickens.
Right. I just held them, vacuum seal them, one chicken per bag. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. I spent, and I'm not even joking. This isn't an underestimate.
$10.
$60. It's like $30 a case.
What is a case and of chicken? I was telling how many people, chickens are in a case?
Dude, there was 12 chickens in each case.
12 chickens a case.
Yeah. It was literally like a plucked or
just
un-
like just straight killed chickens, chopped head off chickens.
Yeah, well they're plucked. Yeah, they look like a whole you go to any butcher and you get a whole chicken. You know, the white looking chicken's got the skin
okay,
on
so
it.
Okay, so it's already all fucking got it, yeah. Okay.
Dude's like, "What are you going to do with this?" I said, "Well, I'm going
to
take the first case.
It don't matter to you, boy. Just give me the damn chickens.
Give me the fucking birds, bro." I said, "I'm going to take the first case you gave me, and I'm going to tear it down so I'll have, you know, a pack of drumsticks. I'll have a pack of chicken thighs. I'll have a pack of chicken breasts, and I'll have packs of chicken wings. Whole case of chickens, I'll do that way." I said, "And when I tear it apart, I'll rip the backbones out and the pieces of the neck and whatever the cartilaginous tissue, I'll make it into chicken stock." Mm-hmm. Said, you know, day's worth of work. Centers. I said, "I have a home rotisserie at home. I'll just throw the rest of the chickens on the rotisserie whenever we want chicken for dinner." But then I went to Walmart. And my kid eats a lot of mac and cheese. Whose kid don't?
Dude, fucking A, dude.
The mac and cheese aisle. Not a single noodle, not a single pack of mac and cheese in sight. But if you walk 10 more steps, there's noodles and Velveeta cheese separate.
Nice.
And I scratched my head for a second. And my wife's like, why do you look perplexed? I'm like, because I don't think people realize if you take macaroni and cheese and fuck it together, it becomes mac and cheese.
Yeah, no. And the funny thing is that there's a lot of people that probably didn't even look that for that. They just saw, oh, the auto mac and cheese. Can't do that now. There's no way I can make mac and cheese.
No. Because it doesn't exist, right?
White Claw.
The mac and cheese tree.
It's all right.
It's all right. The no, mac and cheese trees, man.
Look at this. Blue bitch.
Oh, nice.
Blue bitch bar.
How many
baby.
Udders does that?
It has a dog with udders. This is from St. Mark Martin in the Caribbean. The Caribbean. Blue Bitch nice, Bar. Man. This is what I hold my White Claws in.
Your White Claws doesn't seem like it has the girth it needs to really stretch that coaster.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's loose. It's like wearing a Magnum when you don't have a Magnum. Yeah.
Do you know there was an article put out not too long ago? Magnum condoms are actually the same size of other condoms, but because like male have such hubris about the size of their penises, they buy it for the branding.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Then why does the Magnum one fall off every time?
Do you know?
Why do I got to put my finger in there with it to make it tight?
You know, condoms have barcodes on them?
No.
You've just never rolled it down far enough to see it. Needle did it.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
It's, you know, unfortunate, man. There's a medical condition that you suffer from. It's called micropenis.
It's got a QR code that's like, congratulations. Here's the next free batch of condoms. All these other small dick guys are like, God damn it, I'm going broke buying fucking condoms. Oh, dude, if you just had a big dick, bro, just roll that thing one more fucking sleeve down and you'd have free condoms for life.
Just one more little roll. You'll start to see it.
Oh, that's the funniest thing. You know they have barcodes on condoms.
I'm just saying, man. It is what it is.
Dude, I don't know what it is. This cum blob is like stuck deep in there.
The problem is you didn't stomp it down the shower drain.
Yeah,
you,
see?
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem is I got a septic tank and I got all these freshwater jellyfish that keep clogging this fucker up, dude. Because you know these, and that's you don't really think about that when you're buying a house that's on septic. Is dude how much freshwater jellyfish are you shooting down that drain on the daily? You know, so I've had to go outside, dude, in the woods and fucking crank them out just to save space on the septic.
You know what works is a really good cum receptacle?
What?
Your wife's face.
I do not condone Nazism. White Claw, it's
do
all right.
Not condone Nazism. Isn't that a double negative, man? Shouldn't you condemn?
I condemn Nazism. All right, condemn it.
I'm just saying.
Oh, dude.
If I gotta dispose of my swimmers in a responsible manner, and I'm trying to preserve the integrity of my septic tank.
Yeah.
Come on a face.
Yeah. Save a horse, save a septic tank, ride a face.
Save a septic tank, ride a face. TM.
Trademark, baby. I mean, that makes sense logistically, because, I mean, how much jellyfish are we shooting out where we're having septic issues from it? Too much.
I don't know, man.
Too much.
Yeah, if I don't think your leech bed will process fresh cum.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's too organic.
You know, it
well, it's
it
got too many preservatives in it.
It probably does.
From all those hot pockets.
Dude. Well, that I guess that's the other thing. I mean, rounding back to that topic. But
well,
like,
I drink a lot of milk.
When you don't.
So when you drink milk, it replenishes it.
Do you eat a lot of
the same color?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's how it worked. Right?
Yeah.
So you can also eat a lot of Elmer's glue. And
that,
you know,
does the same effect. But if you eat chocolate, if you drink a lot of chocolate milk, you're gonna come poop.
Yes, you're gonna poop cum, dude. You're gonna have poop noodles coming out of your wiener hole. That's anatomically, this is correct. If you eat or drink a lot of chocolate milk, you're gonna poop cum blobs
just
out of your penis
for
hole.
Those of you who are wondering, this is basically how deployment goes, is these types of conversations while you're sitting there wondering if you're about to get shot at again.
Sadly, though, our brains have never evolved past the state of being in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we're
and
reptilian.
The same conversation.
We got reptilian brains.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just climb right underground where the cum is and just stay there.
Oh, my God.
Dude. So. Tragedy struck.
No.
Tragedy struck.
You're waiting this long to tell me?
This is a new development in my history.
No, dude.
I was walking through my house naked the other day. I was the only one home.
Nice. Your dick fell off.
In the shower. Yeah. And I realized I have to fart.
Ooh. Naked.
I'm naked.
Oh, tragedy did strike. Carpeted floors or wood floor?
Carpeted.
Oh, no. Oh, bro.
It gets better.
Nice.
So,
okay.
You know, when you're home alone and you're a male and you have to fart, you just give yourself like the abdominal force to like shake the foundation.
You shit your TV off the wall.
Dude, I sent a turd. I sent a turd.
Killed your dog? Put a hole through my dog's fucking head.
I sent a turd at Mach 3 right to my heel.
Oh, dude, did you break
Which,
a leg?
no, dude, it proceeded to explode
Oh my God.
and just, it looked like I saw it in slow motion.
Yeah, you always do when you
Because
shit
I
on
was
your
like,
own
you know
fucking
how when
heel.
you step, like one leg's back?
Yeah.
So my ass shot, propelled this semi-solid at Mach 3 to my heel.
Nice.
Which proceeded
to turn
to
into a
explode
liquid.
green shit all over my beige carpets.
Ah, oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So then my wife came home. As I'm like steam cleaning the carpets, she's like,
what
did you get? I said, babe, I shit the carpet.
Babe, I shit the carpet.
She goes, how? And I recanted in the details that I just provided you.
Yeah.
And my wife looked at me and goes,
you're
yeah,
an
at least
idiot.
The house is on fire.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's all you can hope for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, all's fair in
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Farts and being naked, dude. I
Dude,
guess.
I don't know when I stopped being able to trust my butthole.
Afghanistan.
Like,
for
you
me,
know.
Afghanistan. I shit my pants in front of everybody wearing PT shorts in the little tricon. We had like the little tricon thing. And I was like standing there and I just thought it was a fart and shit just started running down my leg. And I just ran out, ran to the burn shitters, the HESCOs with the fucking cut off burn barrel or oil barrel. You know, like when we say bathrooms, it's a HESCO lined burn barrel with plywood and a hole cut over it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Shit.
And,
but yeah,
and
ran out there
if
shit
you had
like
the budget,
dripping all over me.
If they have the budget, they hot glue a toilet seat to the part
plywood
for you. It's
yeah.
very, very high end at
yeah,
that
dude.
Point.
It's very like scientific, but it's a weird way to sit on a toilet seat that's cut, that has a plywood and a hole cut in the middle with a toilet seat glued on the middle. So you're sitting on it with your legs out like you're a fucking child because your legs are dangling in the air because they're like fucking because you can't bend them because it's
You
in the
cannot
middle.
bend them. So, it is common knowledge at this point that my testicles
are very sad.
Are yes, extremely elasticky.
Yeah, he stepped on them
so,
once.
So, I did. Mm. And I shit on my heel. Both
shit
things
on
are
his
true.
Heel. And he shit. Actually, he actually shit on his nuts once, and it flung him. And he got a black eye from it. He shit at the Mach 3,
dude.
Hit him on the backward pendulum swing of the nut,
yeah.
Hit the nut, flung it up, eye, boom, almost lost an eye.
I fucking Arabian goggled myself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened. But I would go into the burn shitters,
ooh,
and I would pull my balls up because...
The way you're holding your hand up towards your neck, it's funny because I know that you probably had to hold them that fucking high.
Dude, I would pull my balls up because I had a fear that if I did not, they would land in the cesspool of fluids that were in the burn shitter. So I would hold them.
Then you have to
off to the side.
To cut them off. You have to cut them off.
Well, yeah, they're forever
make
unclean,
something like
brother.
That, like a little nut caddy,
like a net, yeah,
like a net, or maybe just
That's
a
good.
Tighter ball sack. Can you get tighter ball sack surgery?
I think they do make testicular reduction, like they do with titties, but for my ball sack.
Really? How does that work?
But, I don't know. This is speculating. I would assume they move.
It's 100% true. If you want to get testicular reduction,
I assume
these next
they
steps.
Like they cut a circumference of ball sack tissue out and then stitch the proximal and the distal part of your nut together. Mm. So that way, like, you don't have the stretch. Here's the issue. When I'm nailing my wife doggy, my nuts will come up.
Hit her in the chin.
And give her little love taps, mm, you know.
On her stomach.
She enjoys it. Not her chin, dude. Come on. And she she really loves it.
Yeah, I mean, swinging nut sack. I mean, giving a little. So she's getting, she's getting the vaginal pleasures, but then she's also, you know, getting like, yeah, getting, having to test her skills. Because then she's like boxing Muhammad Ali, kind of. Like she's training with Muhammad Ali.
She's speedbagging.
Yeah.
At the same time, she's getting really railed out. It's great.
Fight like a butterfly, sting like a nutsack, hitting you in the face.
Yeah, correct.
Right? That's how that goes?
Yeah. I can hang glide on my excess testicle skin.
See, and that's very, a lot of people don't realize that you can do that. And, you know, they think that, oh, our bones are too dense, you know, that we don't have the glide ratio. But you defy all of that with that stretchy, like, old nut sack.
Squirrels will never, because of their weight and the density of their bones, will never hit terminal velocity if they're falling. I will also never hit terminal velocity if I'm falling.
Dude, that's great. Like I said in that last, that one, it's like in Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo, when he, you can pull the parachute over and go, wah, 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 and keep kind of flying through the whole thing. That's what you can do with your nuts. You can pull them over.
100%.
That's pretty cool. And it's crazy that you got through maps like that, you know? They weren't like, hey, what's this other appendage you got going on?
Dude, when you go through maps, you only have a couple things you got to do. You got to stand there. And you got to squat down. You remember the squat and duck walk?
Yeah, and your nutsack was dragging.
They don't care if your nuts are hanging out the bottom of your undies. They don't care about that. In fact, they do that like they're looking, but they're not looking.
I don't know if I could do that duck walk thing at this point in my life.
Well, so about a year ago, I damaged my right knee pretty good.
Yeah.
My son left a plastic.
You didn't wear boxers or fucking pants. You're running.
I got lucky in this situation, but I also lost in this situation.
All right. What happened? Well,
he left a very hard plastic polar bear on the steps. Mm. And I get up. It's still dark when I go to work. So I'm walking down the steps and I step on the polar bear. Mm. My body decides it needs to noodle itself. So I fall, and as I'm falling, my heel, which is now the heel I also shit on, I fell down on the step, and my heel made contact with my butthole.
Ooh.
And due to this inorganic motion, I threw my knee into what I can only consider to be out.
Dude, so did your heel get some sort of acidic burn, or?
My heel had the perfect imprint of my asshole on it.
A little kiss. A little kiss.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing worse than showering after a day of having beer shit diarrhea. You ever go, like, wash your asshole after a vicious day of diarrhea? And when you put the water on it, you just cry like a Native American who just saw someone litter. You're in the shower, like,
trying
you're
to get
crying
it,
like smallpox hit your people.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yes. You're like, you go and like half spread your ass cheeks and kind of go like get it, just get a little kiss on it, and you're like,
yeah, dude.
And then you have to go full rough. In. You're just like, I'm going in. I'm gonna fucking. And then you spread your ass cheeks all the way, and then you just get it wet. That would be the other day.
Yeah.
It's very, very uncomfortable situation. I don't like it when my asshole, when you have to wash your asshole after a day of diarrhea. No good.
Well,
how do you stop that? Do you put like Vaseline? Do you coat your, like after you get up after a day of drinking and you know you're going to have massive diarrhea and you know you're going to have raw butthole, should you do some preventative like Vaseline rubbing on it?
I feel like there's a market for this. They need to make chapstick for your asshole. Right?
Chapstick for your asshole.
Like, we'll call it
chapshole.
Chapshole. Bum bomb.
I like yours better. Bum bomb is better than chap.
You know, and we could put a little cap duck hole. Head on the cap.
Yes, butt bomb. Oh, you know what? We should make that.
We should make
butthole
butt
chapstick.
It. You can.
How would we apply
we
it?
Have,
like, do you bend over and like, or do you go backwards and apply it, or do you bend over and look up, or do you go and like bend in a mirror? How? What would the app? Because
not?
It's not going to look
not?
Like a tube of chapstick. What is the? Is it like, you know how they have back scratchers that you scratch your back? Is it going to be, you don't want it like that because it's going to hurt. But how, what's the design shape of the butthole?
The applicator.
Bomb, the butt bomb.
The applicator, bomb. Yeah. So I think you need a, you need a,
All right, you got it though.
Yeah, you need like a finger shaped tubule, and
oh,
at the tip of the finger is a circular group of holes
with
and
a camera.
You squeeze, yeah, obviously,
and then you have an app. You have an app,
dude, and there should be a laser that shoots out of the tip, and you can laser guide yourself right up to your own bunghole.
Yes, guided, dude.
Yes.
But then you don't have to bend. Like, all right, if you can't bend, you have back problems. You can't use the butt bomb because you got to bend. So if we have a camera guided applicator, so then you can check your rings to see really how old you are. You know, you can verify.
That's true.
You count those motherfuckers. And then you can really applicate the butt bomb properly. And then when you're having diarrhea and you go to shower, you're not shredding your butthole to bits. I think we're onto some.
Very good point. But we will be a veteran-owned company. And what does every veteran have?
A butthole.
A battle buddy.
So we don't even have to. We can just have it as a little tube that you just, or we just sell it to the Navy.
It could be marketed specifically for seamen.
In the Navy, we put each other's butt bomb on. In the Navy, we do it with our mushroom
tips. I'm just
saying. In the Navy,
we have squid lips. I'm just saying. These are things that like.
I agree.
Everybody has a battle buddy, right? Mm-hmm. You can be marketed in two different, you know.
Do you share the same tube then? Do you sell one tube to each pair of battle buddies and then share?
Well, Altoids came out and they had the solo or to share, right? So you had the little hole where you give yourself.
You have two holes. A two-hole butt bomb.
Yeah, it could be like a T shape.
Okay.
Right? So you and your battle buddy could lock sphincters
oh,
to fingers.
Like a docking type of thing.
Like a inverted dock. And then we can...
An inverted dock?
Yeah. And then you guys can each have a little, like, you know, a blood pressure cuff, that, like, little pumper at the end where you...
Yeah.
You each have one.
And then
yours controls his,
yes.
And his controls yours.
And whoever says and uncle first has the kid. Most fucked up family.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So yeah, right in there. You get it going. Yeah. Everybody's butthole is unchapped.
And it's crazy that we, you know, there's stuff out here that this is not invented yet. Like, we don't have this yet. Can you believe
there
that?
There needs to be a market.
We're out here inventing the T butt bomb, inverted, fucking BP cuff style docking.
Yeah, we need
to
go.
It's hard being this intelligent and this genius. You know, it's hard living this life where we're just so beyond people, where we come up with butt chapstick, you know, and people don't.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I think we should market this, and then
to anyone who has diarrhea. Have you had diarrhea?
Well, we should go on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We should go on Shark Tank.
What are your sales? Have you had diarrhea, Mark Cuban? I know you're out there eating shit that makes you shit your pants. Barb, got diarrhea, Barb? You wanted some bummy jacks? I know.
Well, see, for women, we'll just put a little shield on there. Right? There'll be a little shield. So when they squeeze the balm applicator to the butthole,
it doesn't go
there
in.
There isn't friendly fire.
It's a gooch. There's a gooch separator. The great wall of gooch.
Yes. The great wall of gooch. It'll prevent the friendly fire from landing the bum balm into the pussy.
Because you can't go ass to pussy. You can't go ass to vagina.
That's how you get infections.
Yeah. You don't want the chapped butthole to spread. That's why you have to wear underwear in the winter if you're gonna wear a sundress. You don't want chapped lips.
That's true.
You know?
There's another idea.
Yeah.
Chapstick for your labias.
Mm. Labia stick.
So you can you can literally
labia bomb
sundress. You can
wear a sundress
in the winter
with no undies. Go bare bones.
Yeah,
free balling.
You don't have to worry about the chapped lips then.
Mm-hmm.
And our company, and we'll use all organic supplies. You know, like
Cherokee hair,
Dr. Squatch, or whatever fucking soap people who make soaps.
Okay.
Yeah. We're definitely into it now, man.
Sure, we're onto something there, dude. Onto something. What? I don't know. But a lawsuit?
Give out, for example. There's a company out there who's already done this.
It's just Vaseline. We just put Vaseline in like a fucking...
Vaseline on a fingertip.
Like. In like a diaphragm. Call it a fucking butt bomb.
Dude. So, your wife was recently pregnant, right?
I hope so. I think so.
Well, right.
Or
they get to the point
in
their pregnancy. You were duped. I mean, look at you. Your mustache is half masked.
No way. It's getting better, bro.
It is. But my wife is now to the point where she cannot shave the back of her legs.
Why?
And it's getting bigger, bro. I, as a husband, cannot tell my wife that the back of her legs, like upper part, like, is hairy. Because no matter how I've tried to breach that topic, it never ends well for me.
Yeah, ever. See. You gotta just show her this podcast, I guess. No, you gotta...
Babe, I need you to sit down and listen to this.
I had a girlfriend that had a hairy butthole, and I didn't know how to approach that either because it's like I wasn't like, I don't like that. I didn't want her to be like, oh, I don't like that. Because it's not like I was like, oh, this is a deal breaker. But I was like, maybe she wants this brought to her attention, but I don't know how to do that. So I just never said anything. Like, how do how, you don't go, you don't, you're like, oh, then she'll never show you her butthole. Oh.
Well, that's why you just hit it doggy style and look down. And then if she thinks that turning the lights off works, turn your headlamp on.
There you go.
Yeah. I just, dude, and they become more sensitive when they're pregnant. So I'm in this like perpetual loop of tiptoeing. I don't know how to help her out. I'll shave that back there for you. Like, hey, babe.
Tell her
You
that
know?
you love her
Look at
and
that.
tell her that she's super hot and tell her that you want to bang her. They love that.
And then tell her that I will give her a complimentary sample of butt balm free of
Dude,
charge.
I think that if you offer her a complimentary sample of butt balm, you're in the clear.
That's a good idea.
Well, see, here's the
I
thing.
think
Here's
you're
the
right.
thing. With women and babies, it's you know, you fell in love with this woman for a reason, right? You know, they're
Yes.
you know, you love her for more than her body, right? And with every kid that, you know, I have two kids now, and my wife's, you know, insecure about her body, but to me, like, it's not a the changes in her body aren't a negative thing in my mind. It's not a, I don't look at it and be like, oh, this is what it used to look like, and now it looks like this. It's like, I don't know, I like her body how it is. Like, her body is
Well,
a,
yeah, those
it's,
scars or stretch marks, whatever, they become
dude,
memories for you.
yes, dude, it's a
You
fucking,
link that positively to your kid. You're like, oh
yeah.
my God, you're the mother of my child. I love you more
Yeah, oh yeah.
than,
You're more attracted to her
you
because
know,
of
I love
those
you.
marks.
Yeah, those marks are not negative. But
Exactly.
no matter how you try and tell them this, they're like,
It's,
you're
yeah,
being a
you're,
dick.
yeah, I know. You're like, no, I'm trying to tell you that I love it. You know, you're like, it's awesome. It's great. And then you're
Yeah.
like, all right, well, you're an asshole. Well, I mean,
But I'm not a chapped asshole. Brought to you by Bun Balm,
Bum Bum, dude.
sponsor of this podcast.
It's all right. It's fucking all
It's just
right.
like, dude, have you ever wiped your ass with
Too much?
no, like tissues?
Have
Like,
you
have you
ever
ever been
wiped
in
your
like a
ass
stream?
with the fucking toilet paper roll itself? Like, run
Wow,
out.
that's a new one.
You never run out
So,
and like had to wipe with the roll?
no, I would just sacrifice a sock.
See, I just sacrificed the roll. Fucking, oh,
How do you like?
that'll need some butt balm after that, dude. You just put your fingers
Yeah.
down the hole, and then you just like you wear it like a sleeve, and then you.
So I'm looking at this like you fold it. So then you have like the diamond shape, and then you like hot dog it down your ass crack.
Actually, that's probably better than what I did. Because then you can get like in more. No, I just put it on
Yeah.
and like tried to like. But if you fold it and turn it so that the point is facing like a 90-degree angle from your two fingers there, right up,
Yeah.
then you got a more of a
Yeah.
an entrance.
Yeah, you got reutilization there.
Reutilization. Look at these words
Dude.
we're fucking
Brought to you
dropping, baby. Brought to you by White
dropped
Claw. Reutilization. It's all right, baby.
I was I moved out of the townhouse I lived in and bought my first house.
Okay.
And I went back to clean. My wife was at work. Her and her mother had emptied the house day before. I had to poop. I was drinking. I had the squirts.
So
It
naturally,
happens.
carpet, dude.
Dude, I found a box of tissues and I'm like, this will be the softest my asshole has ever felt.
Ooh. It had butt bomb built
and
in.
And it was. It was, dude. There was like a time I was wiping my ass. It was so soft. I thought these had lotion in them. I'm like, this is great. And then, out of the corner of my eye, I looked down. Vicks Vapor Rub tissues.
Oh, dude. Did it feel like a mint
my
in there?
My asshole.
Oh, and you can't
my asshole hurt for 3 days.
Ooh, how was
three
washing
days.
It? How was washing it? How was washing
I didn't.
It?
I didn't.
You just let
it
ride?
It hurt. Yeah, it hurt. So,
it's
I just
like putting
accept
a peppermint
the
up there.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I just accepted the fact that my asshole is no longer in business.
Yeah,
for
it's just
excreting
for show.
Filth.
It's for show at that point. Damn.
Oof. But you can't take a cold shower because it hurts.
No.
Can't take a hot shower because
it
hurts. Just don't shower, man.
How long did it take to go back to normal, to like get regular?
About a day.
Hmm.
But I also took three shits that day and didn't realize
you
until
held
the
it,
third
you
shit.
Held it for that whole time?
Oh, dude.
You're
oh,
like,
I didn't
I'm
eat
not
for
shitting.
Like 72 hours. Yeah. If you don't eat, you don't shit. Just don't eat.
I heard that bad.
Oh,
what'd you
dude,
learn,
yeah.
dude? Don't
I would
go
rather,
putting shit on your asshole.
I would
that
rather
you're
go hungry.
From.
I'd rather go hungry for a couple days than be an asshole with a inflamed asshole for a couple days.
Yeah.
I'm less mean hungry than I am
with
pain.
Yeah. Dude, it's just not good.
Mm-mm. Not at all, man. Not at all.
Let's see if Dave. I'm going to call Dave right now.
Call him. I'm going to take a leak while you call Dave.
I'm going to get him on here.
Get him on here.
Take a leak, baby.
We'll pitch our new idea to him.
This is brought to you by Butt Bomb and some other associated products, affiliated products. See, sometimes I use the wrong words, like condone and condemn. That'll happen to the best of us. We're calling David Wright right now because he's a little biatch. Trying to get him on the line. Who knows if he'll answer. We're here with Duckett Dialogue host Esteban El Defineo. Oh, we got his voicemail. You were in the bathroom right now, taking a big old shit and putting some butt bomb on there. Who else can we call to add to the conversation? Yeah, baby. Yeah. So sometimes we talk in a weird voice to fill time. And then we talk like this. Star Trek. Aaron Ewer taking a piss in the abyss. All right, people. So if you're still here listening to me just ramble on about bullshit, this episode is brought to you by White Claw. It's all right. White Claw is, let's see, it's crafted using our unique brew pure process and only the finest flavors to deliver a surge of pure refreshment and a hard seltzer like no other. We got you. We're back.
Focus
in the house. I was just
so
not talking about stuff.
How's your family, man? How's your brother Buddy doing? He's still fighting MMA?
Buddy's doing well, man. He's got his own construction deal going on. He's still training MMA and he's got his kids doing it and all that. I know he helps out at the gym and stuff like that, but he's not fighting anymore. But he's still in the scene, if you will.
Okay. All right. Legit.
Yeah, I mean, and then that too, like, you gotta have butt bomb for that. That's a butt bomb type.
Dude, everybody's seen an MMA fight. Mm-hmm. And like, those whatever panties they wear are way up there, bro.
Dude, yeah, they're
butt bomb. The official sponsored butt of chapstick of the MFP.
Yeah, of the UFC. Butt chapstick of the UFC. Official sponsor. Today's episode.
Call Joe Rogan, dude.
Butt bomb. I got his number. It's 1-800.
It's all right.
I look like the Krang off of the Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Isn't he like the official face of the UFC? I'm very
He's a commentator. So you got Dana White is the owner of the UFC or the originator, I guess, Dana White. And then Joe Rogan's a commentator.
Okay.
He commentates and he condemns stuff. Or condemns.
He does a lot of talking. That's good. Mm-hmm. Would Dave answer?
No, dude, he didn't answer. I got the voicemail. He's a little biatch.
He'd be in Sally tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's being a little Sally boo. A little boo-boo bear.
He's been a little boo-boo. You know what? We should send him a complimentary pack of butt balm.
We should, man. We need to get some more guests on here. I'd like to have it to where it's you, me, and Dave a lot, and then have a guest as well. Or
I enjoy that.
That'd be right. I think that we have a good dynamic. I like having you on here a lot. I really like it, dude. Like what happens usually after we stop recording is we have our own little Zoom session together as one. And we show there's like truck poles. People have truck poles. We have nutsack poles. So after the podcast is done, we, you know, test the elasticity of our nutsacks together in a shared harmony. He wins because he can stretch it over the back of his neck. But, you know,
dude, I have one superpower in life, my ball sack. But I think that I agree. I think we need to find somebody to get on here with us.
Yeah. I got some names. I've been putting them out, baby. I got more. I just did one with my buddy Joseph Cagey. He does the Let's Get Real podcast. We just had that one. He kind of talks about his addiction, and he was addicted to drugs for a while, opiates. And he got clean and all that. And yeah, he had a pretty rough go at
it. Hard shit. That's hard shit to shake, dude. That's rough.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I got a few, I have a whole spreadsheet, but if you want to be on the Ducket Dialogue, you can just go ahead and message me, baby. Cause we'll put you on here. I don't care. The Ducket Dialogue is about people.
We will talk to anyone.
We'll talk to anyone, baby. We're just regular people trying to be regular people. Getting regular people on here doing regular people things. All right. That's what it is. So you,
agreed.
If you want to be on this Ducket Dialogue nonsense and be a part of Butt Chapstick, then give me a shout. Give Aaron Ewer a shout. This is up for anybody.
My phone number is like 8 episodes ago. Call
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you can go and call him, dude. You can look it up. He said, dude, take this out.
Literally broadcast my phone number.
You go, take that out. I was like, all right, I don't know if I can. Well, I mean, I could figure it out, but it's a lot easier just to go post this thing. I try not to cut it, dude. I like that.
It's way more organic that way. I feel you.
I'm not trying to. Well, that's the thing, too, is I'm not trying to. My whole goal with this is to, one, give people a voice that normally wouldn't have a voice so you can get their story out there. You know, a lot of, like, the veterans that we've interviewed and had on here, like, they wouldn't have their story out there without this, right? And I think that going forward, I'd love to have my kids be able to know more about their father and know about, you know, where they came from. And without me having some sort of recorded dialogue, that's tough. You know, like my grandfather, my grandmother, I wish I had I mean, we have thousands of hours of home videos from, but they're always behind the camera. My grandma was always the one behind the camera. So I don't know. I'd like to, you know, with your kid too, as well, you know, he'll be able to go on here and be able to get some insight into his, who his father was. And there's a lot of stuff that you don't discuss with your kids, or they don't know about you, you know, as a person, because you're always talking to them as a authority figure. Right. So this gives them a chance to kind of hear you organically in your element with, you know, people who aren't directly trying to influence their every fucking move, I guess.
No, I agree. I mean, I thought about it today with my kid. He was doing, dude, took him into the bathroom at Chili's.
Nice.
Walks up, does his business.
Yep.
Grabs the flusher handle. Yeah, you know, he pissed everywhere. The seat, the wall, the ceiling. Kids got a string fucking fire hose. Grabs the handle that flushes the urinal and proceeds to try and do a pull up on it. And that fucking water's the water's rushing everywhere, just flowing aplenty. And I'm yelling at him, like, what are you doing, man? Get off there. I have to piss with my kid. I'm like, get off there, bro. What are you doing? You got to spend time in your room today with no toys, bro. Get down. And then, you know, the, like, I hate life tears start.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Wyatt, brother.
Yeah.
There's only two of us in the bathroom, and I can't walk out of here with you crying. It don't end well for me.
Yeah, he's mine. Like, I swear he's mine. They're like, sir, step away from the child. You're like, he's my fucking kid.
He's my fucking kid. I'm like, stop crying right now. As I'm looking at him with like the handout, you know, like,
yeah, the like, fucking stop, command hand. Right,
door open. Yeah. Door opens, Bluebeard. Hey. I'm like, hey, man, fuck off sideways. Stop pulling on the fucking handle. Oh, God. Oh, so, dude. You know.
Yeah. It's funny because as a kid, right, I never thought that I would be. If you would take a survey of everybody who I grew up with and say, what kind of father would this person be? And they'd be like, oh, the most lackadaisical, non-giving-a-fuck father ever. I am, like, the most... I'm, like, on my kid. And I feel bad because I'm, like, I'm always on it. I'm always... I don't know. I just... I'm so... I guess being a medic kind of makes you always have the worst fucking... scenario, like embedded, like you always go through every fucking possible scenario, right? In every situation.
Yeah.
That's just like what we were trained to do was, you know, all right, if we're going on this mission, all right, what could be the potential injuries of my guys? Like, all right, are we in a truck? Are we going to get ID'd? Are we going to get shot? Are we going to get fucking RPG'd? Like, what supplies do I need? So I'm always constantly thinking about that. And I forgot where I was going with it, but that's all I'm saying.
I do the same thing because my wife, like, we'll be outside. My kid will be like, we have one of the small trampoline things that he jumps on and put in the garage. And I'll be like, I gotta watch him. My wife's like, he's fine.
Yeah. And you're
the
like,
only time I was like, my kid's fine is the day he went down the hill in a wagon, broke his fucking foot. So now I'm like, not only do I see your point where like I have to be around 24/7 because I have the expectation of shit going sideways.
Yeah.
Now I have a memory specifically linked to my kid doing that. Mm. You know, like when you treated your first casualty, now you have that memory linked to it.
Yes.
So now I'm like, I see my kid swinging on a shitter handle. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah. They're like, dude. It's weird because you put your parents through so much shit. And I mean, I know, but huh?
Well, you're growing up and you see all these people and you're like, oh, this guy's gonna be this type of father, this guy's gonna be that type of father. And then like all my buddies would look at me and go, he's gonna be absent.
Yeah. Like father like son.
You see these things and I'm laughing my ass off because I'm like, I you know, what do you do with these things?
Yeah.
It's good. But yes. Yeah. And you don't I mean, to your point, you don't think about that side of things, right? You don't think about like your parents trying to raise you to be an adult.
Yeah.
You think about like the instant satisfaction of fucking off, right? Like that's what you want to do. You want to fuck off. You want to learn. You want to experiment. You want to grow.
Yeah.
It is what it is. They got the t-shirt. They did it.
They did it, right? I survived raising Stephen Duffany Jr.
Yeah. Just don't send him to get milk. He'll join the army.
He'll join the fucking army in a heartbeat, baby.
He will.
Dude.
Like, I need milk.
This episode brought to you by White Claw.
The cum in Duffany's throat.
The cum in my throat has finally been released. I feel better. I feel like I'm talking at my normal voice. Before I felt like I did have like a little blotch of cum or something.
Yeah, it gets stuck like back here.
Yeah, like behind, right behind your uvula.
Yeah, well, where they excrete the semen just sticks there.
Yeah,
because there's something known as a Zanker's diverticulum. And the back of your esophagus becomes a pouch. And if you jizz in it, it catches it, stays right there.
For how long?
So this PSA, well, you're always going to have that little pouch there. So my advice to you would stop sucking dick. But if you're like Steven, who drinks nothing like but White Claws.
If you can't stop sucking dick, how do you?
I think there's a surgery for it.
Okay. You can get that pouch filled. Your gum pouch fucking permanently filled.
But what if that's your fermentation pouch? What if you want to like make your own pickles back there? Just let it go.
See? You know? And that's the thing, dude. It's and a lot of people don't realize this, is that pickles come from cucumbers that were used as dildos. And that's how you make a
100%.
Pickle. You know, people think that there's
a sweet and sour pickle. Get an Asian bitch.
We need to get Gooden back on here. I don't know why that made me.
We probably should. At this point, we probably need Andrew John back on here.
I love Gooden, dude. I want him back on.
You want to talk? I need to reach out to him and see if he ever adopted that kid, man.
Oh, we should do a follow up with that.
We should. He was talking about adopting that kid. And he was going through the process, and he had the, like, urban farm. But he was in the panhandle of Texas there. Or not Texas, Florida. We should reach back out to him and see how he's doing.
He's not far from me, then.
Maybe.
I didn't know he was there. I thought he was.
Yeah, maybe we should send him a better internet package.
Yeah, right?
I'm game, dude. I'll split it with you. I'll send him an internet package.
I'm using Viasat right now. This show brought to you by Viasat. About to get replaced by Starlink. Oh, dude. That was bad.
You definitely got far enough away. No one heard that one.
I was far. I got away from it.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. We should follow up on that. That'd be good.
I like that. Well, dude, yeah, I got to take a fucking big old piss. We've been going for an hour and a half. Actually, we've been going about almost 2 hours.
It, you know, man, time flies when you're talking about your butthole.
So, right? But bomb, bro. If you talk about that, we could have a 7-hour podcast just with the butt bomb.
Specifically about the ridges and crevices of our butthole flesh.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because you can never wipe enough. You know, it's like that Family Guy episode where, you know, what do I got, a brown crayon under there? Like, why can't you wipe enough? Have you ever wiped enough?
Dude,
have you ever wiped and gone, that's enough?
Never.
Or were you like, I'm about to waste a whole roll of toilet paper?
No, I showered once today, and like I am vertically over my butthole, and all I smell is residual asshole.
We need
to come up with a toilet paper brand.
Well, see, it's like, I have an issue with my house. I don't have any plumbing vents, right? So I need to get some plumbing vents installed. And that's kind of what your nutsack is doing to your asshole, is
right.
You get that buildup of all those gases under your nutsack, and if you shift just the right way, it just shoots right up. Hits you.
That doesn't do that for me because my nutsack is very, very, very stretched to watch. Like... nothing's venting, because like I have vapor locked my own fecal gases.
Ooh, okay. A little fecal vape.
Like,
well,
Do you snore at night?
I don't know. I don't think so. I roll around a lot. I'm fucking rolling the whole night, doing fucking tornadoes.
I do too. I snore a lot though, because my nutsack
covers your asshole.
My balls vapor lock my butthole.
Yeah,
and when this phenomenon happens, there's not enough oxygen getting into my body, and I start dying. I actually start dying.
Yeah, you need to have your wife hold.
I'll roll.
You have your wife hold.
Gravity will remove my balls, and then I can breathe again.
I like that chart. Show me that chart again. I roll.
I roll, and gravity removes my ball sack. All right, brother. I think that's it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. All right, baby. This has been another Duckett Dialogue extravaganza here with Aaron Ewer, Nutsack Alaskan beer drinker, orphan, mustache out. Definitely an adjective to describe you, or orphan. All right. I love you, bro. Thank you for coming on. We're going to do it again. I love you.
Love you too, brother.
We're going to hit stop, maybe? Stop recording? Probably.